C. Cyrus the Great. Throughout much of history, the rise of civilizations and the spread of warfare have often proceeded hand in hand. One ancient ruler after another invaded his neighbor's lands, killed or enslaved the conquered peoples, and then forced his preferred religion and culture on those who remained. Following in this tradition, the ruler Cyrus the Great created an enormous empire by conquering several neighboring nations, including the powerful city of Babylon. However, it is said that Cyrus allowed people enslaved in those lands to return to their homelands and lifted various restrictions on religious practices. Although many scholars question the truth behind the stories of Cyrus, his policies inspired the writers of the U.S. Constitution and other documents that emphasize individual human rights. Cyrus's famous declaration can be seen on an object known as the Cyrus Cylinder. According to one historian, the declaration is the first to say that when a society has people who use different languages and have different beliefs, it is not possible to impose one system on everyone. In addition, a statement by the United Nations says that Cyrus's empire was significant as a pioneering example of a multicultural, multi-faith state.
Questions. Number 15. What is one thing we learn about Cyrus the Great? Number 16. Why is the declaration on the Cyrus cylinder important?